Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 12 with verses 24 through 27. Jesus said to them, "Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? When they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but they are like angels in heaven. As for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.' You are greatly misled." God's power is endless. Do you agree? Can he change something for you and for me? Do you believe the scripture that tells us to concede? Give God all this glory from a body that does bleed. We are the living and breathing breed. We must learn how to feed. Our bodies require this process, or death will be the only thing we breed. But if we simply believe, we can find such mercy to overcome all our needs. To just believe in the living God that gives us such joy, learning not to be misled. From our practice, prayer, and proclamation of everything the good book says, he is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly misled. Life's end will come to those the world has fed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece, Brittany, who is a mother of four and 33 years old, who has brain cancer, stage four. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 12 with verses 24 through 27. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's trilines up to the ending. It's titled, Living God Proof. Sadducees, Jesus addressed, misled you are. Know not you, God's power, scripture. Dead rise when, marriage not given, heaven's angels begin, raising dead ridden. Moses' book read, bush passage true, revealed God concede, living God proof. Abraham's God am I, Isaac's God am I, Jacob's God am I, living God am I, dead God not, living God spot, misled greatly you forgot, living God, not dead to rot.
Amen.
I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is October 23rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 24 hours later, we pick up where we left off in the Gospel of Mark. Our practice, prayer, and proclamation brings us to each and every day of being Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing today at 6:11. We have a quick morning this morning, and we pray for the Lord to bring you blessings and peace. Our good friends John and Marie, God bless you. As we close at 6:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen.